There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Where was he, in Bermuda?
The Bahamas.
The Bahamas. I apologize. I get it confused. At the big Derek Jeter golf event. So I'm sure we'll get stories from Tiki when he returns tomorrow. I have said this numerous times over my years as a sports fan, and that is when you come close, like reasonably close to winning a championship, even in a year that surprises you, even in a year that comes out of nowhere, you really need to take advantage because there's no guarantee you're going to come back. Even when you're feeling optimistic of, oh, don't worry, we will come back. And there are three examples that I would like to give you right now where really in the last week and a half, it has felt even more true that that point is so valid.
Okay.
Three different franchises in this town who came relatively close to winning something in the last half a decade, and right now it feels almost hopeless.
Okay.
I'll start with the least of the hopeless teams, but that being the Mets. When they lost in the NLCS to the Los Angeles Dodgers in 2024, I remember taking it hard, and it annoyed me when Tommy or Tiki would say, but don't worry, we'll be back. You got Steve Cohen. We'll be back. And we saw what happened in the following year. They didn't get back. They didn't make the postseason. And obviously this offseason has been less than inspiring. And so the hopes that maybe we had in October tied 1-1 with the Dodgers going into game 3 of the NLCS, those hopes feel like an eternity ago.
Yeah.
They feel like, and it doesn't mean the Mets can't get back. That's why I'm using them as the first example.
Sure.
Because I think they have the most hope of the other two teams I'll be about to get into. But it just reminds me of that feeling in 2024 of, oh, don't worry, Ev. Don't worry. The Dodgers are really good. This is a great year. If I would have told you in May, they'd be in the NLCS. You know, all those stupid arguments that people make to try to make you feel better. Yeah. And where are they now? Where are they now?
Having a polar bear plunge.
Ha ha ha. Team number two, the New York Rangers. The New York Rangers were playing in an Eastern Conference Finals not that long ago.
Two out of three.
But I'm going to use the latest one.
Okay.
Because you were able to get back after losing to the Devils the following year in the first round and blowing a 2-0 lead against Tampa. You're back in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Florida Panthers. And you lose that series. And I know you took it tough, but there was a hope. There was an expectation. There was a belief. We'll be back. You didn't make the playoffs last year. You made a coaching change. And if you're going to be honest with the hockey audience, the Rangers suck right now.
Depending on the week, but right now, yes.
Yeah. How do they do at Madison Square Garden?
Not well.
Do they feel like a team that can compete for a Stanley Cup?
No. Different sport, but no.
It's not about the sport. Do you feel like they can compete for a Stanley Cup?
You're going to make me no pretzel. I'm going to say no for the sake of your argument, but they could.
Okay.
Because hockey, the goalie could get hot and they have a great goalie. Okay. That's why. It's just different.
Do you feel right now?
No, right now, no. Okay. But I also wouldn't be shocked if they did.
Okay, and none of us would be shocked if the Mets have a great year
then,
in baseball.
Then fun.
But right now, they feel far away.
Correct. Okay.
And when they lost to Florida a few years ago, as you tried to rationalize it, I'm sure there was a thought of, we'll be back. We'll get another crack at this. You haven't gotten a crack at it.
No, we certainly have. The GM's a bumbling idiot.
There you go. So different when I talk about his team versus another team. You could kind of sense it. When it's not his team, it's like, yeah, you're right. As soon as it's his team, he gets a little like, well, you know, carry the one and divide by two, you know, maybe we can get there.
Because you're just picking the weirdest team in the weirdest year. But
no,
go on.
I'm not picking the weirdest. I'm giving you the great examples of why this scares me. When you are close, do the job. Here's another example. The New York Football Giants. You win a playoff game in 2022. And yes, they go into a game against the Eagles in which they are major underdogs. No question about it.
Still a divisional round.
Major underdogs. But you're in the divisional round of the playoffs. You're a win away from an NFC championship game. And you get smoked. And as you get smoked, what are you thinking to yourself? Well, we have a head coach.
Coach of the year. We'll be back.
We'll be back. And think about how far the New York Giants are from that moment right now.
Oh, they went back, and further back.
That's why I waited to use them at the end, because I kind of went in the order. And by the way, another team I could actually bring up in this, though they're always contenders, but they feel like they're far away from it, is the New York Yankees.
Agreed.
They are winning in game one of the World Series in Los Angeles. Just stop right there. They are leading the Dodgers in game one of the World Series. They are an out away from going up 1-0 in a World Series. A series they've only been in once in the last 15 years. Now, again, they should be good. And I love their pitching, but the offseason's kind of been depressing. They may lose Cody Bellinger. They should be a playoff team, but we see how difficult it is to get through these rounds.
Maybe in a World Series team, being a playoff team in baseball are two entirely different things.
This is where that moment jars in my head. When you're there, you gotta win. I don't want to hear these excuses anymore of, don't worry, we'll be back. These are the perfect examples of it. And when I say it at the time, I'm a hater. When I say it when the Mets lose to the Dodgers, you're being too sensitive. When the Rangers lose to the Panthers, you just hate the Rangers. No. Because it's mostly true. The one team that has not fit this yet is the Knicks. Because it feels like, as the heavy favorites in the East, they should be back. And they should go a step further. We'll see.
We'll feel it
but
this year.
But those other teams,
yeah.
Think about that feeling you had when the Giants lost to the Eagles that night, when the Rangers lost to the Panthers that night, and when the Mets lost to the Dodgers that night.
Yeah.
And think about how far away you are from just getting back there. Ranger fans, Giant fans, Met fans, it feels like a million miles away.
What I can't figure out is, why does this feel like this is a big-time New York problem? Because we see it in other sports, like the Bills should be dead by now. How many times should those fans have had that conversation with Josh Allen? You never know when you get it back. And they get back every year and they just can't get through. The Lions the last couple of years still feel fine. I mean, maybe that's a football thing. Baseball-wise, the Padres still kind of feel relevant in that. The Phillies, too. I don't know. It just feels like in New York, it's like you have these one-year blips and then you fall back right away. Why does that feel like it always happens to our teams?
Well, New York sports kind of stinks.
It sucks.
It
just sucks. Although I just did think of another one.
What?
He probably regrets it. The Bengals with Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
They got to that Super Bowl. Yeah. Everything feels like it's been backwards.
Dude, there's a lot of examples. It's just that I'm using the New York ones.
But it's all, trust me, they're all the New York ones. Why? Why can't we just have consistent success?
Well, I mean, look, sometimes you can. Like I said, I think the Knicks for now are exempt from this because it feels like they are in the midst of consistent success, and they'll get another crack at it. But even the Knicks, you're always scared of the unforeseen. Because I always used to use the Nets as an example in this, when Durant and the whole foot on the line thing and the loss to Milwaukee, where in my soul I'm like, oh, we'll be back. But I was scared we wouldn't be because you never know what could affect you. Yeah. And they never did get back. Like, my worst nightmares came true. So I don't think that'll be the case with the Knicks, but you never know.
Yeah.
I mean, sports is a really unforgiving place, but I was thinking about it just because really a lot of it has to do with the Rangers, that they feel a million miles away. And yet, here they were a year and a half ago, sitting in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Game six, you combine that
with the Giants. I mean, 2022 is not that long ago either.
Can I have a Merry Christmas? What are you doing here? Do I need the Giant Ranger? Like, hey, you're so far away. Are you trying to put me into a pit of misery?
I included the Mets.
You made sure to say, yeah, it's the one that's not as bad. But and then it was like you hit me with a 1-2 punch.
It's not my fault. That's reality. I call it like it is, Sean. I'm an umpire. You're the biased one.
You know
what? I'm the one who just tells you how it is.
That's tired. You know what's wired? Giants might have a franchise quarterback. Maybe they're not as far away as you think. Rangers got a great goaltender. Maybe they go on a run, and they're actually the team that wins in the Garden this June.
We can do this with all our teams.
Mets might go win with Soto next year.
I totally agree. We could play this game. The Nets are going to win the lottery and be great next year.
Hey!
I mean, come on. We all could play this stupid game, but we all know the truth. The truth is everything he said and what I just said is not going to happen.
Would it surprise you?
The Nets are going to pick eighth. The Rangers aren't going to make the playoffs.
They're going to make the playoffs.
And Jackson Dart's not going to be able to stay out of the 10th. That's just the reality.
If I gave you the truth right now, put your IBOIFOIHO.
Yes.
And I said you can make one of two selections right now. The next championship Canyon of Heroes parade in New York will be the Knicks or will be the field?
Oh, I think it's the Knicks.
I'm still taking the field.
Nah, I'd take the Knicks.
Because I don't trust that they're going to get through the Thunder or anything like that.
Well, look, they would be underdogs, obviously, in an NBA Finals.
That's what I said, you've got to consider that.
Okay, but once you're in that Finals, like, anything can happen.
Of course it can.
I mean, the Pacers took them to a seventh game last year. And they scared the crap out of them, even with Tyrese out. Like, there was a thought, like, oh, my God, the Pacers are going to win this game without Haliburton?
It's just so hard. Whatever you think is going to happen is usually not what you think.
I get it, and I also know that I've said many times losers lose, and the Knicks may get to a finals, but they'll never win an NBA championship.
The Jets might strike gold with Mendoza and Glenn. Like, you never know.
I know, but it takes a lot of weird faith to pick anyone but the Knicks. It really does. I mean, they are the favorites. Like, they just are.
I mean, they're champs right now. So
they are the cup champs. That is true. Let us go to David in Maplewood, New Jersey. Hey, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Happy holidays to you.
Thanks. What's up?
I just wanted to say, I would definitely not bring Glenn back. There has not been one facet of their game that's improved. They've digressed in every aspect of their game.
Special
teams.
They have
the worst secondary in the league.
Special teams.
Stevens and Figgers. Yes, the special teams coach. Should definitely stay.
But you just said they've regressed in every area. And I'm just saying they've been a really good special teams team. Don't we have to give them a little bit of credit for that?
Yes, I do. I give them credit for that. That's the only thing that keeps them near being in a game. But I think Glenn doesn't have what it takes. That every other facet of the team stinks. It's getting worse. Not by us. I saw no improvement. None.
Yeah, the only thing I would circle and say I saw improvement from is, A, the special teams unit, and then, B, they have cut down on some of the mindless penalties.
They
went backwards a little bit, but I think if you look at the total numbers from last year to this year, they are not as undisciplined and mindless as they were a year ago. But in a lot of other areas, no, there hasn't been great improvement. I totally get that. But to me, it is also not enough to just hit what I think is the nuclear button in firing a head coach after 1 year. Because I do. I think it's nuking your franchise to get rid of a head coach, especially somebody who is a legend in your franchise's history, seems to have the players buying in.
Wanted to be the Jet coach.
Wanted the job. And being in the state that this franchise is in, I think it's hitting the nuke button to fire this guy after 1 year. Scott's in East Brunswick. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Ev, what's going on? Hey, Morash, what's happening, guys?
What's up, Scott?
Happy holidays.
You too.
First, congrats on the new move to the new show. Can't wait. Ev, I think the 10-2 is so exciting, and I guess that means time for a Seton Hall Pirates game in this January. Just like the old days. A
lot more wiggle room, for sure. Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about what you were saying. A couple things. First, I've changed my mind to talk about Glenn, and I totally agree with you, Ev. The nuclear option isn't there. This team has been bad for 15 years. Ev, you and Joe coming back from Pittsburgh, I remember feeling real good that night in January 2011. I haven't felt good in a long, long time. And with this year with Aaron Glenn, what expectation did we have? We did not think we were a playoff team to go into the year. They traded their two best defensive players. And to blow it up like that after year one, he wanted to be here. Give him one more year, we'll see where we are. But again, they've kind of bought in, I understand, but this is such a hard job, guys. It's been 15 years of disaster. I gave up my season tickets all the way back in 2008. But just like I'm saying, guys.
Wow. That wasn't great timing.
Yeah, you missed the two big years.
That's actually the worst timing I can imagine. Speaking of bad timing, earlier in the show we were talking about, you know, Christmas tips. And I was talking about tipping the sanitation workers and tipping the recycling guys. And you obviously were like, I'm not tipping the sanitation guys.
I have an update on that.
What's your update?
I've been informed that we have been tipping the sanitation guys and we will continue to do so.
So your wife basically said, you don't know what you're talking about?
I run out there every year in the morning, you lazy bleep. And we will be doing so again.
And that's why they take care of you, because your wife is smart enough to leave good tips.
Had no idea she was doing that.
Well, good for
She's
her.
Lazy.
Good for her. I found a tweet about you, though, many years ago.
You found one?
Well,
someone... Or did Dan find one?
Dan, a friend of the show, basically works for the show, has a tweet of you responding to a coworker here at WFAN. Guy does not work here anymore, but good guy. I can give him a name check if you'd like. Russell Mathis. Remember Russell?
I love Russ.
Great guy. He tweeted, why is it everybody wants a tip? I went to the deli and bought a VW. Guy has a tip jar. For what? Give me my change. No more tips. Sean's response to this tweet was, you gotta tip me at Subway or the extra sweet onion sauce ain't happening on your next visit.
It's completely different.
So you as a sandwich artist at Subway feels you deserve a tip more than everybody else, including the sanitation workers?
When you work at Subway...
That takes a lot of costs.
No. You're getting paid minimum wage.
A selfish jerk.
Here's the deal at Subway. You're sitting there, and it's like a whole thing, right? I want this, I want that. We are given a formula at Subway. There's an exact amount of everything you need. When you start dictating, nah, you got a little light on the pickles there. You start barking out orders at me. I'm going to take care of you. You take care of me. That's the way it works.
No.
Yeah. What? I do much more work at Subway than the garbage man does hitting a button at a crane.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, because you're personalized.
You're a total jerk.
Asking me to personalize something.
That's fine. Hey, keep going. Tell me more about how much harder you work.
You want more than six cucumbers, you're out of luck unless you throw a little dollar bill in that can. Sorry. And I take care of the Subway people every time I go in there, which hasn't been much because once you've eaten it every day for 10 years.
You're the biggest hypocrite
in the
world.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You are.
Tip culture has gone too far. It has.
You're complaining in 2011, threatening people, you better tip me at Subway, or I'm not going to give you extra sweet onion sauce.
It's 14 years ago. I can't have an evolution of change.
But you didn't have an evolution because you just tried to defend it.
Because it's true. I remember what it was like those days.
Ozzy in Woodridge. Hey, Ozzy.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Wonderful.
Sean and Tommy bickering till the very end.
Till the end.
Yeah, why is Sean giving Tommy crap just because Tommy is asking for just a tip? What's the big deal?
I just want to see how it feels, Oz, and then that's what I want. I want a tip.
Yeah, that's it. You know. But I just want to give out some congratulations, and then I have a hypothetical for Sean.
Okay.
Sean, congrats on the 2-year contract. Thank you.
So stupid that we talked about. Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, it would have been longer if you had the want to, but that's neither here nor there.
Good point.
Tommy, congrats on winning the obvious money grab cup. Good for you. I'm happy for you and your squad.
Thank you.
Yep. Congrats to Rick Brunson for making the correct decision not to hang the banner.
Rick Brunson had nothing to do with it. You know that, Ozzy.
No, Rick Brunson is the new Isaiah Thomas, both on the bench and in Dolan's ear. So he made the decision to not hand the banner. Great decision. I'm giving congrats here.
No, you're pushing and peddling propaganda created by the coalition of Nick haters. That's what you're doing.
No, it's only being peddled by me. I wish more of them would get on board, but that's neither here nor there. I'm in your head. I'm in your head during every Nip game, which you admitted because Rick Brunson is right there. With the hand and the knives out, hand up his back. Sean, I got a hypothetical for you, buddy.
I've been waiting for it.
All right. Let's say the Knicks just announced that this Saturday, they're going to have that parade down the Canyon of Heroes that you tweeted about right after they won the cup. Mm-hmm. Would you, if Tommy asked, take over his shift this Saturday, 12-3, just so he could go to the parade?
This Saturday, 12-3, for Tommy to go to the parade?
Yeah, if they had one.
In the words of Pete Alonso, hard no.
Not a friend
but
of you.
But that's your brother.
And it's a parade. He would want to be at that parade.
In the most literal
you
sense.
You wouldn't cover his shift?
No. And well, I actually wish I could because it would get out of me. Never mind.
Ozzy, would you cover the shift? Would you make your hosting debut filling in for Tommy for 3 hours?
Yeah, I would put on my tightest jeans. I'll turn that hat backwards.
Oh, boy.
I'll wear my tightest lavender shirt.
Enough.
And I'll let all the crap spew out of my mouth because it's being squeezed from every pore. No biggie. I got you, Tommy.
All right, Ozzy. Good to hear from you. See, isn't that, that's a friend right there. Look what he's willing to do for you. Come in, sit here, work hard on a Saturday afternoon so you can go to a fictitious Knicks parade.
Well, I appreciate that from Ozzy. Sean, of course, can't lift a finger for me ever. 15 years of relationship, he's got to go to the Polar Express on Saturday.
No, breakfast with Santa.
Okay.
Breakfast with Santa.
He's lazy. I would actually do it for you, Tommy.
Well, thank you.
I would.
I appreciate that.
Because I think that parades matter. I've never been to a parade for a team I root for. I've been to parades for teams I don't root for, like two giant parades and a Yankee parade.
The parades are fun.
But I'm sure they would be.
We're talking about a real parade, though. If there was to be a, and I mean not literally, like, if they had a parade for the NBA Cup, I would not attend it. We're talking about a real parade for the winning the NBA title. You would swap out for
it. Yeah, I would. Okay, now, Ozzy did say Rick Brunson was the brains behind saying no to the banner. Who do you think said no to the banner?
Dolan.
It was Dolan's decision?
Yeah.
Dolan.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we're all on the same page on that. That I think Dolan. The owner, and this is one of those things where James Dolan made a decision that I think Knicks fans mostly agree with.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com.
Let us surprise you.
But yes. What I would do, and I think you guys would agree with this if we pick better timing, is when the season is over, the Knicks are going to win the Atlantic. That's a division championship. I know no one cares about it anymore, but yeah. It still exists.
No, it's a division named after an ocean.
And they haven't won one in a decade. Like, the last Atlantic they won was the year Roy Hibbert blocked Carmelo Anthony. 2013 was the season. And so there is a banner up there for that Atlantic. I would put a banner up, like a new banner, with all the Atlantic Division titles kind of honored. And on that banner, it can say NBA Cup 2025.
Atlantic Division champs and NBA Cup.
No, it's all on one banner. I'm creating a secondary banner that I just have. One banner that honors all the years the Knicks have won the Atlantic.
No, I know we talked about that, but yes. I thought this was a pivot to those banners. Instead of taking those down, how about just include it all?
No, I would take them down. That's okay. What I would do. I really think that I would have one banner. It's basically my secondary banner. It's the banner of these are accomplishments. It's up to you to determine how big they are, but they don't deserve their own banner. The only banners that deserve to be standing by themselves are championships and finals appearances, in my opinion.
Yeah. No, look, I completely agree with you. I'm also disappointed in you a little bit.
What's that?
Because you're the king of the payoffs. I said this the other day, the king of the payoffs, man. We got to, hey, you say something in the air, we're going to pull the audio, we're going to play it.
What have I forgotten?
We have promised twice to have a parade celebrating the Knicks winning the NBA Cup in this building, and we still haven't done it.
Nah, it was tough. It was tough to do it this week. A lot going on around the station. We can't be parading around having fun like that. The network's being shut down. We can't have a parade. That'd just be disingenuous.
We can't uplift
Can't
people.
Do that. What was that?
People still fans of the Knicks out there. It's uplifting.
I don't know.
People like good stuff.
It'd almost be like you're having a parade because you're not going to see Rich Ackerman anymore. That's not nice. So I put that
evil on me, Ricky Bobby. That's not what I meant.
That's why I killed having any kind of parade. It just would be jerky.
All right. So you're going to do it next week?
Maybe next week. I don't know. I'm not going to be here for most of next week.
You're going to be here Monday?
I'm going on vacation, man. By the way, why am I working? Why is any of us working Monday? To talk football? These teams stink.
I'm not working Monday.
You're off Monday? Lazy.
I'm in Tuesday. Where are you?
I'm off, going on a little vacation. It's not even a vacation. Here's the truth, and you know this, so you already know what I'm about to say. For Tommy, it's a little different. When you're hanging out with your kids and wife all the time, like, you're working. It's not a vacation. What's up, Tommy?
Can I just say something here? There's a person online that is accusing me of saying to not tip sanitation workers. Can I be crystal clear?
Why are you not wanting to tip sanitation
workers? No, dude, that's really crappy.
Sean said that. Dave, who just tweeted at us, his brother called him. I never said that. I want a tip from Evan for being the producer of the show. Sean doesn't want to tip sanitation workers.
Hold on.
Don't clump us together like we're like, me and you are like the, what's the guys in the balcony with the Muppets?
I don't know.
Waldorf and Stadler? Yeah. We're hazing
Tommy,
everybody?
Just tell us, be honest, how much you tip your sanitation workers?
Well, I live in an apartment.
All right, so you own a house now. How much you tipping your sanitation workers?
Oh, boy. For the year? Like 500?
You're so full of
crap. Is that a good number? I don't own a house. Is that a good number? You guys left, so that's obviously I went above and beyond on that.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask ChatGPT, because I write it down every year what I tip, because I don't want to go down, or I'd be going high as
garbage better, but... is how many times a week? Twice?
How much?
Yeah, we get twice.
Should I tip my sanitation worker, and I live in, what should I say, Long Island?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to help everybody out there so we get a good answer. ChatGPT says between $20 to $50 per worker. That's a good number.
$20 to $50 per worker?
$20 to $50 per worker, yeah. What do you do? I feel very good about this, by the way.
I don't know.
You don't even know? Well, that's right, because your wife does.
I just told you. She gets up and does it. I had no idea she's been doing it all these years.
Oh, good.
I got to keep a better eye on that bank account.
I can't, here's the thing about ChatGPT and AI. It is not fully reliable. With facts. So I don't know if I should trust it when it comes to here's a guideline for tips. So that's what I'm a little shaky about. But they're saying multifamily houses, you should go 20 to 50 per worker.
Okay.
Which sounds about right. I got to go look at what I tip.
And are we cutting
tip higher than that. I got to look, though.
It's sanitation and mailman, and we're out after that. Nobody else is getting one?
Amazon driver?
No, I told you, because you have different ones. Here's one I actually don't know, because it's the first year I'm experiencing this. School bus driver?
Yeah, gift. You do gift. It's like teachers. You don't give them money. You give them a gift.
So I got to do that now?
Yeah, too? You got to get together with the other moms and dads and get a holiday gift.
When does it end?
When the school year is over.
I mean, we get bled dry here.
Bled dry? Why are you complaining about it? It doesn't have to be expensive.
The school bus, the garbage,
shut
the mail.
Up. right now.
Why?
Because people are clumping you together. This guy, Dave, is basically wishing death on our careers. Look, I didn't even know you were allowed this many characters in a tweet. You should see this. He tagged all of us in it.
Well, Tommy, don't you think maybe we should get tipped for some of the takes?
He said, Evan gets it. I'm cheap. He says, I hope sanitation leaves the garbage on the street going forward for me and you. And by garbage, I mean your talent working on WFAN because it's kind of the same. I didn't say this.
I mean, I think you guys are talented, but he's right about everything else.
But I never said what I'm being accused of.
You know what?
I didn't call them button pushers. You know who the button pusher is? Sean, for Evan and Tiki, starting January 5th, button pusher. So you better not ask for any tips at the end of the year because you're the real button pusher. I don't want to be clumped in with you right now.
Okay.
This is why this breakup is so important. Sean and Tommy sound enough alike that people in the audience get confused on who said what. And so, in a case like this, Tommy's taking shrapnel for stuff Sean said. Well, guess what, Tommy? Sean's taking plenty of shrapnel for some of the dumb sports opinions you've had.
How many people are going to listen at night and think it's Sean?
Oh, I can't wait to get those tweets.
And then in the midday, people are going to think it's me.
It's truly remarkable. And honestly, even if we went and worked other places, people would still think at this point we're the same.
So God, we're linked together forever.
And it's crazy. I don't hear it. Like, you guys don't sound that similar to me.
I don't hear it either. Where were you?
Shut up!
No, you shut up! No, you shut up! Where were you on the breaking glass on another big MLB free agent signing?
Tell me. I don't know. We're doing a radio show here.
An NL team has added their first baseman.
There weren't a lot of really good first baseman free agents, but which National League team are we talking about?
The Cubs.
The Cubbies have added a first baseman. I got no idea. Break the news.
Jeff Passan is reporting the Cubs are signing Tyler Austin to a major league deal.
Stop it.
The Yankee former top prospect has been in Japan for half a decade.
Yeah, that's why it doesn't matter. I can't believe you're bringing this up.
Because I didn't know he was still existing. He was in Japan for half a decade. Now the Cubs are signing him?
That's a fair topic on the Hensley Mullins.
But it's not a minor league deal, Evan.
Maybe he put up good numbers over there. That happens a lot. Cecil Fielder did that, remember? Cecil Fielder went over to Japan, put up some massive numbers, came back, boom, bada, boom.
I'm sorry, I thought we were talking about garbage minutes. So Tyler Austin.
When you think of Tyler Austin, what do you think about?
I think about the back-to-back with Judge.
I think of him fighting the Red Sox pitcher.
Who was that?
He charged the mound on...
Oh, what pitcher was that?
Was it Joe Kelly? I think it was.
You're right.
Yes, guys, Joe Kelly.
But he had the back-to-back rookie homers with Judge.
Those are two cool features of Tyler Austin's Yankee career. Back-to-back with Judge on his first Major League home run. Are you ready?
I'm really excited. I got that tingle.
He's got the tingle.
Well, when you get inside, now this is really a big deal, right?
So when it was 23, you were bored?
It's not that you were bored. You're like, okay, I see that. I really have no idea what the hell is left.
Ladies and gentlemen, number four.
Number four. The New York Giants fire Brian Daboll.
All right, a little breaking news here from the Chicago O'Hare International Airport. The Giants are going to have a new head coach. Brian Daboll has been fired. Sources confirmed to SMY. This comes after a disaster against the Bears, where the Giants blew a double-digit lead with under 4 minutes to play, their fourth double-digit lead that they've blown this year.
I got to tell you, this is my first big issue with the committee. Number four for this? I mean, this is not bigger than Sauce and Quinnen getting traded. This is not bigger than either the Knicks collapse or their comebacks against Boston. Number four for Brian Daboll being fired when at the beginning of the year, he should have been fired anyway?
Yeah, but people thought drafting Jackson Dart and the way it started out that he was going to buy himself that time, that extra year. This was absolutely a massive story.
Disagree. I mean, yeah, massive story. I don't think it's ahead of those, but okay. How about number three?
Number three. The Mets complete an epic meltdown, quietly losing to the Marlins in game 162.
It is unfathomable that this collection of talent winds up outside of an expanded playoff system after having the best record in baseball for the first 2.5 months of the season. Everything goes wrong over the last 3.5 months, and the Mets find themselves on the outside looking in.
No biggie.
I am still shaking from that moment.
That's the biggest issue.
What?
That's number one.
That's number one. Well, it's not number one. It's number three.
That's number one.
Okay.
Last year, when we did the 24-24, Juan Soto signs with the Mets.
Yeah.
Was number one?
It was number one, yes. Over even the Yankees getting to the World Series.
So after that number one in context, the hype, the anticipation for this Mets season, everything they built up,
as was put there by Gary Cohen, the Reds make the playoffs, who at the time, remember, were begging not to make the playoffs. Even as the Mets collapsed, they were still hanging out, so they were in there to the final Sunday. Them completing that collapse, and that's number three?
Number three, yeah.
That's a disgrace.
Wow, very passionate. That's absolutely...
When you close your eyes and you think about the New York sports world in 2025, and no offense to the Knicks, who obviously had that great run, the Mets not making the playoffs and finishing it off in game 162, that's it. That's the year. That's number one.
Wow. I mean, I kind of probably agree with you. I'm not going to argue with you because, and I am biased, I admit that. I am still shaking from that. Like, it is still, like, unfathomable. And that's why I thought Gary Cohen's call was so great. It was so accurate to describe what happened. It truly is unfathomable to think that they would miss the playoffs.
What the hell's left?
I mean, there's a few other things left, apparently.
How could that not be one?
We'll find out tomorrow. It's not number one. Boy, you hate this committee.
They suck. Like, I want to know. Like, I want names. I want names.
I don't have names. I just get forwarded the list, and then we respond to it.
Who's the email that sends it to you?
I can't reveal that.
So you do know.
I don't know.
You must know.
I don't know.
It's somebody who's important.
I can't say that.
Connor, is it you?
It's not me.
Can you just answer this? Is the committee one person?
I don't know.
The audience isn't going to care.
I honestly don't know. You put me on the spot. I don't know the answer.
Your smirk and laugh when I ask for the email tells me you know, and it's bothering me.
I genuinely don't. I remember last year there were accusations Joe Beningo was on the committee. I don't think he is.
There's no way Joe's on the committee.
Is number one the Nets drafting Yegor Jomin?
That would be very telling.
What a swerve.
If that's the case. Look, I agree with you that the Met collapse feels, at least in this moment of December 18th, it feels like the craziest thing that happened this past year. Because it was also a slow motion death. Like, it wasn't just one thing. Yeah. It was from June 13th on, for whatever reason, they played a horrible baseball. And as they were playing the horrible baseball, there was still a belief until the bitter end. Oh, they'll find a way. They'll get in. And then to lose as meekly as they did to the Marlins of all teams after the memories of 2007 and 2008, like, dude, it's awful.
We did an entire month where every day we had to ask each other our percentages on which we think the Mets will make the playoffs. And I think up until that Friday, Tommy remained at 100% every single time.
Yeah, that pissed me off. That annoyed. That's why you can never be 100% on anything. And you did too for a while. Like, it was both of you. So it's 100%. Well, like 100%.
No, you were wrong on that. You asked us what we felt the percentage was. Of course you could say, no, 100% I think they're making the playoffs. That's not the same math you were working with.
Well, no, my math tells me you can never say 100% until something happens. So even if you're uber confident, you would say 99.9%. You can't say 100%.
I at least abandoned ship and gave you 50-50. Tommy stayed
100%. Yeah, no, that's his thing. He stayed until the end. He's still optimistic. He still thinks they're going to make the playoffs.
And what's wrong with that, by the way?
They didn't?
There's nothing wrong with it because it's, I guess, good for your mental health, but it's not being honest.
Did they not get to the final game of the season with a chance to make... the postseason?
Yeah.
So?
I mean, so what?
So that's
so,
goal?
So imagine giving up, mean? You know, weeks before, months before.
No, giving up is not what any of us did.
Or having a low percentage, you know what I mean? Well, they went into that final game of the year with what percentage to make? They need one team to lose,
right,
and they need to win.
But still reacting honestly to how you feel. Like,
okay, that's how I felt.
Did you really feel that
yes.
way?
Yes. Absolutely.
No biggie.
I'm skeptical.
I am too.
But I'll be listening carefully to After Hours with Tommy Lugauer to see if I believe you again.
Don't listen too carefully.
Don't listen too carefully.
Especially after Devin Williams blown save. Don't listen to that.
I may throw stuff at the radio. Dude, you got to be real. You got to call them out. You got to admit things are bad. Like, this offseason right now is not great. Doesn't mean it's going to end
incomplete.
Badly.
It's incomplete.
I understand. That's why I say, as of right now, this offseason is not great.
I think you could say the Mets have gone two steps backwards to go seven steps forwards.
Wow, I got to see the seven steps. We haven't seen any. We've seen a few steps, but not really seven.
I'm actually fascinated by this. Tommy, real quickly, It's June. Devin Williams blows a save. The Mets have fallen 10 games behind the Phillies for first place. Here's the open. Tommy Lugauer gives us this.
Can you believe the Yankees and Aaron Boone, that decision in the seventh inning to go to that reliever? I mean, what is he thinking about? We'll get to the Mets later on here in the wee hours.
What did you say the day it was?
I said sometime in June. They're 10
sometime in June, he better be opening with the Knicks or else something bad happened.
I think we're past that at that point.
What do you mean we're past that at that point?
Well, we're in the midst of the Thunder Magic NBA Finals.
Nah. I could have just said later on in June.
Let's get back to some of your phone calls. Mike in Woodbury. What's up, Mike?
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
Sorry, off guard. So as a Raider fan.
Yeah.
Lifelong Raider fan.
Sorry.
I think the best thing that could ever happen to the...
All right, I had to dump him because he was a Raider fan who described his team in ways that are inappropriate. So we apologize. We had to let you go. I don't see the Raiders getting the number one pick and trading the pick. I don't see it. I think that with Geno Smith being your quarterback and being in his mid-30s, the Raiders are as... a lock of a team to draft Mendoza as anyone not named the Jets. Like, right. I could sit here and rationalize Cleveland believing in Shedeur Sanders. I can rationalize Tennessee not wanting to give up on Cam Ward after 1 year. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Giants pivoting off of the pick. Even New Orleans, who I don't think is picking number one at this right. point, figuring out we believe in Tyler Shook. The Raiders, to me, are the likeliest team this side of the Jets to keep the pick and draft Mendoza.
No
so
doubt.
If I had to guess right now on December 18th, Fernando Mendoza is either going to be a Las Vegas Raider or a New York Jet.
I completely agree. Completely.
Let's go to Chris in Monmouth County. Hey, Chris.
Evan, Sean, Tommy, Connor, thanks for taking the time and the call. Evan, good luck in the midday. You and Tiki.
Thank you.
Called Tommy the other night. You and I have been talking a long time. Before I get to my point, and Sean, I got something for you. I got the banner thing, and you were talking about these, you know, last-second heroic shots. Evan, about 2 months ago, I spoke to somebody who knows you very well and spoke supremely highly of you.
That's very nice. I will pay them later.
Do you know who they are?
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people, so I don't know who you're describing.
You, I'm going to tell you the name.
Oh.
And he'll be perfectly fine with you, me telling you. By the way,
I really hope I know this person because then I'm going to feel like a real tool bag. So
he absolutely knows you.
No, I know that.
No, you guys know each other.
Okay, go ahead. Who's the person? I'll tell you if I like them or not.
He's a very much a gentleman. His name is Patrick Maher.
Oh, that's my guy. Yeah, come on. It's one of my closest friends, my man Patrick.
So many great things about you. You guys went to games.
Yes.
Yankee games, Met games.
Yes.
Back, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. And, you know, sometimes I'm coming home late. I'll put the Mad Dog on,
yes.
whatever, and he's on there.
He does nights on Mad Dog Radio uh-huh. with Veasan. Now, Patrick's my boy, of course.
And I'm like, do you know Sean? Do you know Tommy? He's like, I know all those guys. Yeah. I swear to God. I'm like, those are my guys.
That's
even
my
though
guy.
Evan, you don't take my call for 3 months, but
that's
it's all good.
Not true. Nah, but Patrick's the best.
Oh, Evan, it's okay. Don't worry. That's don't worry. Listen.
That's a legitimate person anyway, I love, so we're all good.
He legitimately, forget radio and what this call, like he legitimately said really nice
wow,
things.
Wow, he's one of my closest friends, so we're
yeah,
good.
Yeah, no, he's a good dude.
Yes.
Listen, Sean, by the way, I have two daughters, 13 and 16. It never ends, man. You're going to be buying birthday cards, gift cards, and candy every weekend for 5 years. So
sweet.
You better stock up on like Starbucks gift cards now because there's birthday parties every single weekend where it's like, oh, we got to go to CVS to get a gift card.
Ugh.
So it doesn't end. And by the way, it's like 30, 40 bucks for the garbage guys.
You hit everything here, Chris, huh?
Listen, man, it's Friday. It's Thursday. I don't know. With the banner, I told Tommy the other night, no banner. Not to be cocky, not to be, you know, we're better than, but I don't know, man. Something about the garden, it's just not right for the banner. Maybe put a hologram on the court. Or a little tag on the jersey or something, but I don't think the banner. And
well,
the only thing you guys did, go on.
No, what I was going to say is I have to compliment the Knicks because when they decided not to hang the banner, I was back and forth on, because I made my point that I'd put it on a small banner, or I'd put it a part of a division banner. The more I think about it, the more I think it's kind of badass because the Lakers said yes and the Bucks said yes
mm-hmm.
and the Knicks were the first team to say no. And they're not saying no because they're degrading or denigrating, whichever one is correct, the NBA Cup. They're saying no because they have bigger goals.
Yes.
And I like it. I respect it. It's one of those decisions that Dolan made that you're like, you know what? I buy that. And what they didn't rule out is putting something up later, like after the season is over, depending on where it goes, to say, hey, that was a part of our accomplishments this season. We will honor that with some recognition.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ignition, but right now in the middle of a season, when you got months before the playoffs, keep your eye on the prize.
You know something we never thought about that? Do you think they get a ring of any sort? Like, even if it's not like a gaudy big
one? They got $500,000 a person. Is that not enough? Buy your own damn ring.
Okay.
It's like when I asked once in contract negotiations for a suite at Met Games. My boss, both the architect, said, I give you money. You buy that suite with your own freaking money. You don't ask me for a suite.
You thought you were Juan Soto?
Burger seat.
What was that? You thought you were Juan Soto?
I tried. It was like the beginning of negotiations. I said, why not? I'll give it a try.
Wow.
Had my agent ask for a suite.
But had a burger seat for the game.
Does that make you feel better, Tommy?
No comment.
I mean, you can ask for anything. Once they say no, you move on.
But you wouldn't have liked the view from the suite anyway.
I was just throwing it out there to see what they would say.
Throwing out a suite?
Yeah, I want a suite. And the answer was, we pay him money. He
well,
can buy
a
suite with some money.
Well, I actually have to take you to task on this one.
Go ahead.
You are a seat snob.
Yeah.
You love your seat. Why would you want a worse seat? I don't think the...
We never got to the point of it being a worse seat. So no, but here's the way the negotiations would have gone. Let's say the architect was like, sure, we'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. Then I would have said, okay, just want to make sure it's behind home plate. Like, we would have gone in steps. You can't just for everything
but
right
do you,
away.
But you deem that one of the suites is better than your seat? You have, basically the best seat in the house.
Oh, no. If I got a suite that's right behind home plate, that's as good of a seat
so
as
like
anything.
Is that where Steve is, Cohen?
Yeah, I think, pretty
okay,
much.
So you wanted the owner of the Mets suite.
Yeah,
in your,
yeah pretty much.
As the... radio host.
Or as close to being behind home plate as possible. Yes. I would deem that to be better than my seat. Because the seat I have is a great seat to watch the game, but if you're behind home plate, and you're on the suite level, which is slightly below where I'm sitting. That's a freaking amazing
seat. Now, let me ask you this, Evan. If you weren't, if you didn't have an agent, would you have just asked for that on your own?
No.
Okay, gotcha.
No.
No, you can't, yeah. You can't do that without the agent.
So
no.
you sent your agent basically to the, you know.
Well, see, here's how it worked. I didn't have an agent for a while, so I would negotiate with our bosses, and it was like a bloodbath every time.
Return
I would
off.
Not go, oh, my God.
No.
You're in the midday.
No.
Just be lucky.
So then once I got an agent, then I was like, let's just ask for stupid stuff. Like, why the hell not? And so he would do it.
Scott Boras.
Yeah.
Are you asking for stupid stuff there, Hefty?
Guilty. But no.
No. And wow. I stopped asking for stupid stuff. That was like a couple of contracts ago. Then I realized, what am I doing? I'm wasting my time.
You know what you guys should do?
What?
Have Tiki ask for it. He's Tiki Barber. Let him ask for each of you one crazy thing. They're more likely to give it to Tiki than you guys. What? They're going to be like, why does Tiki want a suite at a net game? I don't know, but we'll give it to him.
First of all, could you imagine Tiki saying, hey, guys, I'd like a suite at every Mets game this season. I mean, come on.
They would know he's never using it.
Yeah, they know what that's all about.
For three innings?
Michael in Westchester County. What's up, Michael? Hey, Mike.
Hey, fellas. Happy holidays.
You too, Mike.
Same
to
you,
man. It's
been
a while since I've spoken to you. So basically what I wanted to say was I live in Upper Westchester, and my wife and I have to tip two garbage men, two recycling workers, the mailman, and two UPS guys because of all the Amazon deliveries that my wife orders every day.
Yeah.
But that's what I wanted to say.
I forgot about the UPS drivers. No, you're right.
Yeah,
I don't even think I do that. I think I got off my game a little bit.
I have young twin daughters. They hung to my daughters and say hello. They're really courteous guys.
Yeah.
They leave everything nicely on the front porch. But Evan, refresh my memory if you could.
Yeah.
Didn't you say last year that your father-in-law makes the best Thanksgiving stuffing of all time?
Yes.
And that you would put last year I offered to bring my stuffing down to you and we would set up a taste test.
Oh, that's
and
right.
You said the guys would reach out to me.
Yeah.
And no one ever reached out. I made it again. And everyone said it again. All my family and my in-laws said it again. Michael, you have to make this more than once a year. I'll bring it down to you anytime, Evan. You just
I got a great idea. I'm going to put you on hold right now.
Yeah.
Sean Morash is now in charge of this.
You're the executive producer of the show now.
Yeah, but this is one of the producer-tory roles you have. Tommy, just for now, can you get his information?
Of course.
Sean will reach out to you, Michael, at a later date so we can try your stuffing. I did bring in my father-in-law stuffing. Uh-huh. I forgot last year, so it was really on me that we never did that. But this year, I brought it in, and Sean, Tiki, and Tom, they liked it.
I got to give Abuelo a lot of credit. It's really, really good, and I'm a snob. I'm usually a stovetop or bust guy. I don't care what anybody says. What I liked about Abuelo stuffing is it's not even a stuffing replacement. It's almost like its own entity because of the chorizo in it. It's really spicy.
Dude, it's awesome.
And it's unlike any other stuffing I've ever had. So I thought it was awesome. I would definitely have bowls of it.
Jake on Rhode Island. What's up, Jake?
Hey, Evan. How's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
So I usually listen to your show like the day after because I'm always at work during the show.
But, I get you.
I made a point. I just finished listening to yesterday's show. And I just want to say that was a brilliant job at trolling the Knicks fans. I'm not just saying you, Evan, because I listen to everything you do. I like the Rico. I'm a Yankees, Giants, Knicks fan, but I like all the things you do.
You think I was trolling the Knicks? How was I trolling the Knicks?
Not you as much. It felt like it was really eating Sean up that they won this cup. And I could just feel that it really bothers him.
That is true. That part is absolutely true.
What are we talking about here?
So yesterday, we talked a lot of Knicks after they won the NBA Cup. And my main point was, you know, forget about the accomplishment of the cup. I think they're the best team in the Eastern Conference. And I think they're the best team in the Eastern Conference by a lot. And it felt like every time I said that, you were looking to find ways to prove me wrong, which, by the way, I can't be proven wrong till April and May. We'll see what happens. I think they're going to the NBA Finals. I've said that since September, and it did eat you up. So I think Michael thinks I was trolling you by talking up the Knicks, when the truth is, I just think the Knicks are really good. I'm a basketball fan. I don't even like the Knicks, obviously.
This is what I can't take when I get accused of stuff like this.
Go ahead.
I couldn't have been more out of my way, and I was sincere about this. I think the Knicks handled this whole cup situation the best.
That's not what we're talking about.
No, but then
we're not talking about the cup. Like, did you hear what I just said?
Yes, I understand. But
we're talking about them being the legitimate favorites to go to the NBA Finals. Now, in my opinion, they're going there. And you were like,
you don't listen.
Toronto, Detroit, Orlando.
Don't
Atlanta listen. May trade for AD.
Like, you are still not listening.
Okay, now I'm listening. Go.
He said that I had an issue with the Knicks winning the cup. You're making this a completely separate thing that he did not say.
Yeah, because it's about...
No, no, you do this all the time. You do this all the time.
I'm not
to
doing
all of us. You do it to Tiki, you do it to me, you do it to Tommy, you do it to the callers. You hear something, and then you go, oh, what he really meant was what I said about this. He just meant them winning the cup in general.
Do you think the New York Knicks are going to the NBA Finals?
I do, and I said that.
That was the first time he's saying that.
No, I said it yesterday. Again, do not listen.
No, you didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
I will look for the audio to see if you did, but I don't think you did.
All I said
Tommy,
was...
Tommy, did Sean say the Knicks are going to the Finals yesterday?
I did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did?
I did. You had him say it, though, to be fair.
Oh,
you prompted all of us, set us up for all of us to say it.
And I had no problem saying it.
Yeah.
Again, you didn't listen. All I said was, though I don't think the road is as easy, and Brunson agreed with me, as you made it seem. That's all.
Okay, fair enough. My apologies.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.